Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I want to share the life of a saint that has probably become one of my favorite. Her name is Saint Miriam from Bethlehem. She was born in Ebelin, a small village between Nazareth and Haifa in Palestine, which is now Israel, on January 5th, 1846. And even though her nickname was the Little Arab, she is a Catholic Palestinian who was declared a saint in 2015. And though her feast day is August 26th, I want to share her life with you now because I think her motto, "If you will learn to live it," will transform your life. Now, her parents died when she was just 3 years old, leaving her and her brother Paul orphaned, and they were soon split up and given to different relatives. Miriam went to live with her uncle's family, who moved shortly later to Alexandria, Egypt. And as was the custom in the Middle East at the time, a marriage was arranged for Miriam when she was just 12 years old. But she refused, because from the time of 5, she had promised to give herself to Jesus to be his bride alone. So she begged her uncle, but he would not change his mind. So she turned to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And Our Lady inspired her to follow the example of Catherine of Siena, who, facing a similar situation, cut off all her hair. So Miriam did the same and arrived at the engagement party completely bald. Well, as you imagine, the boy rejected her, and her uncle, enraged, disowned her and made her one of the servants of the family. Longing, however, to be reunited with her brother, who still lived near Nazareth in Palestine, she learned of a Muslim man who was going to Nazareth. So she went to ask him to carry a message to her brother. During their conversation, the Muslim learned of her plight and tried to convert her to Islam. She declared Jesus to be God and flatly refused to convert. Promptly, the man unsheathed his scimitar and slashed her throat. To hide the murder, he dumped her body in a grotto in the countryside. Little Miriam had borne witness to her faith and love for Christ to the point of shedding her blood. She was a martyr, but her story was not over yet. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Miriam later recounted what happened next. She was taken to heaven, had a vivid experience of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as well as Mary, Joseph, and many saints. Then a voice spoke which said, Miriam, your book is not finished. When she awoke, she was in the grotto, and the most beautiful woman imaginable, dressed all in blue, was sewing up the mortal wound to her neck. And this woman nursed her back to health. Each day the woman in blue would feed her an otherworldly soup, and it was so good that little Miriam looked up and, as children do, said, More? Then the woman spoke, saying, Remember, Miriam, don't act like other people who think they never have enough. Instead, always be content. The Lord, who is good, will send you all you need. Then Our Lady explained that she must welcome everything as coming from the hand of God, and that she must give thanks for everything. Always be content. This became the motto of her life. Now, always be content does not mean suck it up, accept things as they are, because there's nothing you can do about it anyway. But it does mean that God is so involved in your life that everything that happens, He willed or allowed to give Himself to you. So we should always be content, because God is already enough. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our Lady told Miriam she must never go back to her uncle's home, that she would become a religious sister, first in an order dedicated to Saint Joseph, and then as a Carmelite, and finally she would die in Bethlehem. Now, once Our Lady nursed Miriam back to health, she took her to the local Catholic church and told her to go to confession. When Miriam came out of the confessional, Our Lady was gone. So she explained the whole story to the priest, and he promised to help her. He arranged that Miriam would go to work for a number of Catholic families in Jerusalem, Jaffa, and then a French family living in Beirut, Lebanon, who soon moved back to Marseille, France, taking Miriam with them. At 19, Miriam did enter the Sisters of St. Joseph in Marseille. But by the time she was 20, she had so many mystical experiences and so many miraculous events that surrounded her life that the Sisters of St. Joseph suggested she join a more contemplative community, the Carmelites. So she did. She joined the Carmelites at Pau, near Lourdes, just as Our Lady told her. Then in 1870, the Carmelites sent her to Mangalore, India, to establish a new convent. But more mystical experiences surrounded her life. She received the stigmata. She would often go into ecstasy for hours. She worked many miracles. And she seemed to be in constant contact with visits from Jesus, Mary, saints, souls in purgatory, and even attacks from demons. So great were the mystical experiences and miracles that the Mother Superior, again, didn't really know what to do with her. So she sent her back to France. Miriam was totally misunderstood and kind of rejected by her own community. But she stuck to her motto, always be content. For she knew, nothing happens that God does not will or allow. And if he allows something difficult, he does so in order to give himself to you in an even greater way. So she trusted him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Once she was back in France, Jesus appeared to Miriam 7 times, asking her to go back to her homeland, to Palestine, to build a new Carmelite convent in Bethlehem. And each time Jesus appeared to her, he gave her explicit instructions on how to gain the permission from the Vatican and precisely how to build the convent. For the Lord wanted the convent in Bethlehem to be designed like a fortress, with a tower in the middle, because Jesus told her this was to be a place of spiritual combat, to defeat the powers of evil by love and by prayer and by sacrifice, to bring the victory of light over darkness. In 1875, she arrived in Bethlehem and built the convent just as the Lord had instructed, and to this day it stands and is in operation. Then, just as Our Lady foretold, when Miriam was just 32 years old, she fell and broke her arm. Gangrene set in, which was very hard to cure in those days, and she died on August 26, 1878. Always content. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Always be content. This was the motto of Miriam's life. In Philippians, St. Paul writes, I never complain, because I have learned, in whatever state I am, to always be content. I know how to be poor, and I know how to be rich. I have been through my initiation, and now I am ready for anything, anywhere, full stomach or empty stomach, poverty or plenty. There is nothing I cannot master with the help of the one who gives me strength. Miriam would tell us that we have to stop living in the world like orphans. God is our Father. He is watching over absolutely everything in our life by His providence, giving us everything we need and guiding all things for good. So here is how God wants us to live like His sons and daughters. Spend time with God in prayer. Think. Ask for guidance. Make plans. Take responsibility and do what is in your power. But don't worry. Do what you can and leave the rest to God. And always be content, because in everything, the Father is giving you Jesus, and Jesus is enough. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There are just a few places left to join our next cohort to be trained as a spiritual mentor, which begins in March. So if you want to have the joy of doing the greatest thing for others, helping them into a friendship with Jesus in prayer, and really, if you want to do the best thing for yourself, then become a spiritual mentor. Just go to our website, schooloffaith.com, click on Be a Mentor, fill out an application, and embark on a journey of intimacy with Jesus. So, Teresa, I've spent a lot of time recently with Miriam of Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's really becoming a friend. I have a funny story about her.
A funny story?
A funny story.
All right, go on.
I hope I haven't shared this story before.
This is the first I remember you talking about.
Well, stop me if you remember.
I will.
But before I went to Jerusalem in June.
Mm-hmm. This last June?
This last June.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine, one of the wonderful sisters from the Little Sisters of the Lamb, she gave me a relic from St. Miriam of Bethlehem.
You're kidding me.
To carry with me to Bethlehem.
I think I remember a little of this story, but you have to tell it because it's very good.
Now, this was very special to this sister.
Uh-huh.
And I was felt so privileged that she was giving, entrusting this relic to me to carry with me so that St. Miriam would journey with me to the Holy Land.
Mm.
So I put it in a place of safekeeping. And then I forgot about it. And about 3 months later, I was in a public place and this sister came up to me in the midst of all these people with this big smile on her face. And she said, Mike, did you bring back my friend? And I was blank. And she knew right at that moment, I didn't know what she was talking about. I had lost her relic and it was hopeless. And she was so charitable. She didn't let on.
Oh,
and nobody knew.
Sisters.
But I knew.
Oh.
And then I frantically tore apart the house and everything and couldn't find
it. In search of the one coin?
In search of the one coin, I couldn't find it. Thankfully, I did find it.
Mm.
I had put it in the little zipper part of my wallet that I carried in my backpack that went to every holy site in the Holy Land. Mm. And I'd forgot where I put it. So I was so happy. It was very gracious. But I spent a lot
You're
of time.
Very lucky.
I spent a lot of time with St. Miriam. And there's a wonderful little book that's very easy to read, but very profound. It's only about 100 pages.
Wow.
It's called The Little Arab.
Mm-hmm.
The Little Arab, St. Miriam of Bethlehem. You can get it on Amazon, Kindle, paperback.
If you have a copy, I'll borrow it.
It is really excellent.
No, she's definitely a saint that I want to learn more about because that was just incredible and shocking to read and hear. I've heard many, many stories of many saints and they are all uniquely fantastic. But that might have just been one of the greatest stories I've ever heard.
But I mean, why? What captured you?
Honestly, from a writer's perspective, the way it moved was so, in its own right, her death was so profound, and that would have been enough. But her return and Mary watching over her, and then her life afterwards, just astounding. And that she was so, it's such a simple motto, but a very, very profound one. Just to always be content in that sense, where Mary's literally giving her something that surely has to be like the most delicious, most incredible, most enjoyable thing to eat. And Mary says, no more, be content.
Yeah, always be content because you have Jesus.
Because this is such a time where people have so much and are so discontent. People aren't satisfied and people always want more, and we're very. We lack gratitude. So I think this is probably one of the most important stories we've read on the podcast for people right now.
I was really struck by a conversation that Jesus had with Saint Catherine of Siena. And he was talking about how sad he was that people had everything, but they acted like he wasn't enough. And he said to her, "Am I not enough for you? We have Jesus and we act like he's not enough." We have Jesus and we act like he's not enough. It really is providential that we are talking about this subject, reflecting on it right before Thanksgiving.
I was going to say right after our series on Holy Leisure, because I think Thanksgiving is a big part of that. But I agree. I think we forget the meaning of Thanksgiving, obviously, where people spend most of the time either stressing about it and trying to make it perfect or just taking it for granted. But it's a really good time to stop, have a day off from work, hopefully, and just be aware of the good we have and be content, even
Yeah.
where things go wrong. I think that's the importance to me of this story. It's that it's not be content because everything is perfect, but be content because if things are not as you would like them to be, they are as God would like them to be.
Yeah, that's very well said. And what do you mean by they are as God would have them be?
If you wanted them to be a different way, it would be different, wouldn't it?
But how do we deal with that? Because don't we as humans with our free will just mess everything up and screw up
I wouldn't
God's
say
plan?
mess up is. I've had this conversation with friends where this is a big thing in college when people are in a point of discernment. I heard a friend say, I'm so scared I will make the wrong choice and I will get onto the wrong path. And there will be no going back. What if I don't make the choice that God wants me to make? And I was like, that is just not how it works. It's not like something you can derail and there's no going back. Like, there's a trail for you and you lost it because you were just confused and didn't know how to follow his will. And he's just gonna stand there on the trail and wait and watch you disappear into the woods. You know? You're there with a guide and he's going to guide you through the woods, whether or not you can stay on the path, but there will be more paths for the woods. There will be new ways forward.
That's a beautiful way to put it. With God, there are always new ways forward. You're never just lost and out of luck.
Like I think of Blessed Bartolo Longo. He was the
Yeah.
one who was a Satanist, right? And
Great example.
I'm sure that was not the choice that God wanted him to make. I'm sure he got off a path,
Yeah.
but now he is a really great spiritual guide to follow as far as a way back.
Boy, doesn't that give you hope? Here's a dude that got so far off track that he became a Satanist.
It gives me hope. It makes me grateful for the life I have. And it gives me hope for my loved ones because As rough as things might look, I don't know any Satanists.
Yeah.
And still I act like people might be hopeless. Like, oh, well, that friend will never have faith. This family member will never have faith. This loved one will never have faith. But I'm sure no one would have dared go to Bartolo Longo before his conversion.
Yeah. That's a great example. This is God's providence. God works all things for good for those who love him. The guide won't leave you, and he'll direct you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can stop listening to his instructions, but the guide's still there. You're not going to lose your guide.
Yes.
You might lose the path, but not the guide.
Yeah. Now, I have to admit that one of the reasons why... Well, I'll tell you. In the Holy Land, at Mount Carmel,
mm-hmm.
where Elijah experienced God in the still, small voice, and where the Carmelite order began centuries ago, there's a beautiful Catholic church. And in this church, really beautiful images of Teresa of Avila, John of the Cross, St. Simon Stock, Therese of Lisieux, Elizabeth of the Trinity, all these great Carmelites.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Miriam of Bethlehem.
Oh.
And I didn't know who she was.
Mm.
And so to get to know her better now,
yeah,
is so wonderful, because here we have this wonderful Catholic Palestinian saint. And so many people don't realize that there are many Catholic Palestinians.
Mm-hmm.
See, many Westerners don't realize the Catholics that were in Iraq,
mm-hmm.
Iran, Syria, Lebanon, Israel, Egypt, that there was a large Catholic community, Christian community there.
Well, you know, it makes sense, because it's kind of the epicenter. It'd be silly to think otherwise.
But most people think that they're all Muslims.
Mm. Well, I think most people have this silly idea that Catholicism started in Rome.
Good point.
You know, Jesus wasn't Italian.
Jesus was not Italian. Very good point. No, the Catholic Church began in Jerusalem, and then the next biggest place it was Syria.
Hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
Antioch in Syria.
Mm.
Antioch in Syria was a city of 500,000 Catholics.
See, I never understood that. I always thought it was a street.
Yeah, you're from Overland Park, Kansas. Antioch in Syria, where much of Acts of the Apostles hinges on, well, it became a city of almost 500,000 mm-hmm. Catholics.
But I'm assuming, for instance, we have now the Vatican in Rome, because at the time, Rome was the, in a way, like the capital of the world, because of the where the Roman Empire was at that point.
Rome was Amazon.
Oh. Yeah, you could get anything from Rome?
No, you could get to anywhere from Rome. Rome had legions and control over mm-hmm. all of the known world, and an amazing distribution
mm-hmm.
routes, roads, sea travel, anywhere in the world. You can get anywhere really fast. So God sent St. Peter to Rome in the year 42. And Peter set up the Catholic Church in Rome in the year 42. But Jerusalem and Antioch were already hubs of Catholicism by
surely.
Then.
Surely.
around the same time, Mary Magdalene and Martha and Lazarus
mm-hmm.
made it to Marseille.
I find that so interesting. I didn't realize that till recently, and it's such a crazy concept, which makes a lot of sense even now with modern France, but it's crazy that Miriam also went to France.
that she went
So
to?
we're gonna have to seek out her if she has any holy sites there.
Well, if she would, we could, we'll have to see if the convent to Saint Joseph is still there in Marseille.
That would be beautiful.
And the Carmelite convent in Pau, right next to Lourdes. So this is a great Palestinian saint that people should get to know because her motto is so helpful in this age where we have everything and we're not content. And we've forgotten that we have Jesus. And God alone is enough. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.